Hey everyone, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast. It's been a while, hasn't it? dropped off there the last 4 months. If you're on the email list, actually, you would have seen the last email was actually about how to stay on the path. And in there, you'll see the part where I say everyone drops off the path. So I guess this is it in action. Haven't done a podcast in 4 months. I see the last one I did was with Darren McGuinness back in May. So that's an important point. Even just getting us started, everyone drops off the path, even Mr. Guy who didn't settle. I drop off the path many times for different things, but the main thing is that you get back on. When you reach whatever goal it is that you're trying to do, how many times you drop off the path won't even matter. Like, people don't even see that. So we're getting back into the podcast now. I'll do a little catch-up of what's been going on the last couple of months, and then we'll get into the topic for today. So the quick catch-up, I've been away in Asia solo traveling from February to, when did I come back? February, March, April, around, yeah, February to May-ish. So I did around 3 months in Asia. And when I was over there, I did intend to keep the podcast going, but that didn't happen. Probably, yeah, should have seen that in advance, that with everything going on over there, wasn't really going to happen. So then between coming back and just settling back into everything, it wasn't a priority. That's just it. Like, it just wasn't a priority. Lots of other things going on in terms of business that I need to prioritize and personal life. But now I'm back in Dublin. I think it's 3 months. Yeah, back around 3 months. So I'm properly settled in, back in my better work routine. Yeah, everything's set up now. I'm top of work and everything again and ready to get cracking into it. So we're going to be staying consistent now with the podcast, just like, if you follow me on Instagram, probably that I'm consistent with that. No matter what's going on, there's always stories and stuff going up there. So I want to get the same level of commitment going on the podcast, because I love listening to podcasts and listen to them every week. And even people have said to me, like, why don't you have the podcast going, or why don't you put some of your Instagram stuff into a podcast? I'd love to listen to it on the way to work or whatever. I can't always get onto Instagram. So yeah, happy out to start putting out content on the podcast again. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try a different way this time, where I'm going to put out 2 episodes a week. Okay, so the first one, which is this one, I'm just going to do a quick one. Okay, so kind of 10, 15, 20 minutes max, cut it off. Just a short bit of wisdom on one of the topics. And then the second one is going to be the longer deep dive on topics. And that one will also be on the YouTube video as well. So that's what I'm going to do going forward, so that... it's a lot of reasons, but like, even a fail-safe one for me, if I can't get to the longer topic, I can just bang out this one quick, even if it's a 5-minute one. Bang it out quick, and I'll keep the consistency going with it. Okay, so that's the kind of updates on, yeah, why there's been the big drop-off so far. So before we get into the topic, giving an overview of what I actually do now, because things have been changing a lot over the last year. So I've 3 ways that I help people. So I have the Physical Freedom Program. That's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. I have the Mental Freedom course. So this is where we learn deeper self-awareness about why you are the way you are, why you do the things you do. And it's a big key from going from imprisoned to empowered in your own life. And then the last thing is the Lifestyle Design University. So that's where we have the blueprint to design the life true to you. Okay, and why do we do that? Because we're going to avoid the biggest regret of humanity. So if you don't know, the biggest recorded regret of humanity is... It's etched in my brain now at this stage. I wish I had the courage to live the life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And it's in a book, Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. I read that years ago and I was like, well, fuck that. That's where I'm heading. You know, I'm not going to settle for that. That's where the whole don't settle attitude is coming from. So, you know, regain the physical freedom, gain mental freedom to be who I wanted to be, and then design the life that I wanted. That's why we're here. Okay, so they're the 3 topics, and I just kind of branched them out to make people aware of what I can help them with, because everyone just knows I'm a coach, but oh, is it mobility or what's going on? So there's the kind of outline of it. And with these topics then, I'm just going to be picking out topics from each of the pillars. So it'll be a physical freedom topic, a mental freedom topic, or a lifestyle design topic. And that'll help you understand if you want to listen to this episode or whatever, and what, you know, like, what is it actually going to help you with? Like, what part of your life? So for today, just picked out a quick little snippet of wisdom from the Mental Freedom course. So the topic on mental freedom, learning more about yourself, but more self-awareness. And this one, so this topic, I've called it Pac-Man patience and impermanence. So you're like, what the hell is that? But really what it does, it helps you go from anxious to calm in your own life. Okay, so Pac-Man patience and impermanence. Let's dive into this one now for 5 or 10 minutes. So Pac-Man, why I'm saying Pac-Man, first of all, is we all know that game. Okay, you're the whatever, the yellow ball going around chasing different things. That's how most people approach life. You know, if it's relationships, if it's a job, if it's whatever it is, they're just running after it. Like, so they're trying to force it. They're trying to force the opportunity to happen. But that's not how life works. Look, I've how have I learned all this stuff? Because I've done it myself. A better way to think of it, a more empowering way, is instead of you being Pac-Man running after things, you are actually in the middle. So that's why you'll remember this now. Instead of you being Pac-Man running after everything, running after all the opportunities, it's the opposite. Pac-Man's actually in the middle. So you're stuck in the middle and all these opportunities are moving around you. Okay, they're all revolving around you. So all you can actually do is just move to face each opportunity as it comes. Okay, much better way to view it. It's similar to, you've probably heard the phrase like preparation meets opportunity. Like that's what it is. We have to be prepared for different things, but we can't force it. Like, we'll throw out some real life examples. That's what's going to land with you. Relationships. Oh, you break up with someone, then you want to get them back. Is that going to work? Oh, hey, yeah, I realized that I actually want you back. Yeah, let's just pick up where we left off. Cool, see you tomorrow. Like that, you can't force it. Like, you know, something with a career as well. You quit a job and you're like, actually, I want that job back. You ring your manager and say, yeah, can I come back in tomorrow? Cool. Like the opportunities are gone. Okay, so it's a much better way to look at it that you're in the middle. You can only turn and face the opportunities that are coming towards you. Now, can you move yourself to different arenas with opportunities? Yes. Okay, so again, to give examples, because that's what I would have said. Well, oh, if I have to wait for the opportunities, does that mean I sit in my house and wait for the perfect partner? No. You can move yourself to a coffee shop, to a gym or whatever, and there'll be opportunities around you. And you can move yourself into positions where there'll be opportunities there, but all you can really do is just turn and face the opportunities that are coming and be prepared for them. But that's it. You can't go around forcing the world to be the way that you want to be, like a training program. Like that just doesn't work. And that again leads to being anxious. Like we're saying, we're trying to be calm over anxious when we're going through life. That's the point of the Pac-Man patience and impermanence. So that's a much better way to view it. And even with the Pac-Man as well, energy dynamics are coming in here. Because think about it. When you actually chase something, you push it away. Again, we'll stick with relationship. What happens in that situation? You're the clingy person running after the partner. People don't like that. You wouldn't like it yourself. So that's not going to work. Same with the job. If you go into an interview and be like, oh, I really need this job. Please, please, can you give me this job? And they're not going to hire you. Why? There's no boundaries. You're not respecting yourself. So why would they respect you? Like you've gone all out if it's a poker game. So that Pac-Man thing is great. It's not just even to help you feel calmer and more in control and more empowered, but it actually will help you get whatever outcome that you want as well, just through the whole energy dynamic of it. So that's the Pac-Man piece. Then moving on to the patience. Patience is a skill everyone needs to learn. Like it's tough in these times. It's the opposite, you know, with all the social media apps and everything and such short attention spans. We want everything yesterday, but like patience, we need patience if we're going to be chasing the life that we want over time, you know, through any of them, physical freedom, mental freedom, lifestyle design, whatever it is. So this is like the example that I put here is, think of soccer. Most people know soccer. Think of like a player on loan. This is a good way to think of it, where it'll bring in the Pac-Man one as well. Let's say you're playing for Man United. Man United don't want you anymore. Now they're shipping you out on loan to Everton. Like, what's the most empowering way to handle that situation? Are you there playing for Everton, like, oh, looking up what the United players are doing every day and just keep talking about United and how did they let me go and just, like, playing shit then for Everton and just focusing on United? Like, that's the worst thing you could do in that situation. And that's the analogy for life. Like, we're trying to chase things, we're trying to force things, trying to make the world bend to what we want. And you're not going to get any positive outcomes and you're going to be anxious and it's not going to go well. But if you implement the things we're talking about, okay, Pac-Man patience and impermanence. I know we've only gone through two, but Pac-Man. I'm in the middle. I can only face the opportunities that are around me. The opportunity of Man United is gone. The opportunity ahead of me now is Everton. So what can I do? I can follow this opportunity to the best of my ability and learn as much as I can here and go for it. Go for the opportunity in front of me. So you play your best for Everton, you get into the team, you give it everything. It's not like, oh, I'm only here for a little bit. No, this is the opportunity in front of you. Make the most of it. Come out of it a more evolved version of yourself, and now you're in the best position for whatever happens then. Like, maybe United will come back for you. Cool. That's the energy dynamic we talked about. You're not calling them or needing them. You're doing your own thing, leveling up. Maybe now they want to come back. If they come back, cool. It's back to the Pac-Man thing again. We just face the opportunities in front of us. United is there again. What do you want to do now? So it's up to you. So that soccer example is a great one. I just made that up the other day, but that would have got younger Mark thinking, yeah, that's actually, you know, that would be silly. You're on loan with another team and you're just focusing on the other team you want to be with. That's just trying to force things. It's literally going to only give you negative outcomes. But if you learn the Pac-Man thing and the patience, like, but that's why I have patience after, because you have to be patient in that situation as well. Maybe you'll be on loan and actually join that team. Maybe that'll be the way it goes. Okay, so you just need patience that you don't really know what's going to happen. You can only face the opportunities in front of you and go with it from there. And then the last piece of it is impermanence. And this is such an important one too, to round out this little piece, where no matter, like, even the thing that you want, there's no end to it. It's just another process. Okay, this is a big thing for a younger Mark to realize. Like, no matter what it is in this world that you want, when you get it, you're just in a different process. So let's say, you know, we'll go through relationships, career, like we're doing. Relationships. Oh, I want that girl. Yeah, when you get her, that's not it. You're just in the process of a relationship now, and now you have to work on that. Then if you don't have her, yeah, you're single. That's just a different process. You have to work on that process. You marry someone. That's not it. You're just in a new process. Now, they're all just processes that you have to keep working on. So, like, there is no end. There is no goal. There is no finish line like it's made out to be. And when you view it like that, again, helps you be more calm with things. Like, there is no finish here. It's just a process. And maybe I want to join that process. Maybe I don't. Pac-Man, I can only face the ones that are in front of me. And I'm going to work on that process. So that one really helped me, just that everything is impermanent. There is no end to anything. There's only processes. Same with a career. Oh, my life will be great when I get X job. Well, what happens when you get X job? You're in a new process. It's going to take a lot of work in this job, just like the other job you had. So it really just helps you be more in the present and stop, like, looking out into the future, trying to force that to happen. Focus on the process that you're in now. Learn as much as you can, and you'll level up that way. And yeah, keep, you know, the whole point of this is to be more empowering. Keep the locus of control with you and not trying to force things and push things around you and just being anxious in the process, and also not getting what you want then through the energy dynamic that we talked about. So that's pretty much it there. Pac-Man, patience and impermanence. Any part of your life where you're feeling anxious, use that. Could be a relationship, could be a career, could be a family, could be whatever it is. Pac-Man, patience and impermanence. That's the way that you can, it's reframing things. Now, we're going to cut it off here before we go deeper, but it's all coming from what you believe. So your own personal beliefs and your beliefs about the world, that's going to shape the reality that you have. But given one-liners like this, they're great anchors that can help you kind of reframe things quickly. Okay, so it's not going to be, I'm giving you more of a little fix here because you don't know the deeper stuff that'll be in the Mental Freedom course. But you can it can still be useful. I remember seeing these things before in my own life, and it does definitely help even when you don't grasp, you know, the kind of deeper concepts of it. Okay, so that's it. I usually go on way too long. What are we now? Something probably like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, we're going to leave it there. So as I'm saying, this is just going to be the quick one. The longer one then will be the deep dive, anywhere from half an hour up to an hour, where we will go deeper on these topics. And I'll have that recorded, and that'll be up on YouTube as well. Okay, so yeah, if you find this useful, do all that good stuff that helps support me. So subscribing, leaving a rating even, all these things will just help get the podcast up and get it out to more people, which is the goal with it. So that's it. Appreciate it. So don't settle, and we'll talk to you in the next one.